Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about UPS thinking about integrating blockchain technology into their shipments. We'll talk about Bitcoin-friendly Square Cash having more downloads than Venmo. And we'll talk about 90% of the employees of crypto exchange Binance are receiving BNB tokens as their salary. But let's jump right into this first news story. And the reason why I've selected this news story is very specific. So it says here, UPS eyes blockchain in bid to track global shipping data. Now in the article, it says that they have filed for a patent in order to integrate certain aspects of the logistics part into the blockchain so that you can cover and track certain transportation data, logistics data, etc. Now, one of the investment theses that we've always had was that, of course, one of the big logistics companies such as UPS or FedEx will integrate some kind of blockchain project. Now, one of the projects that we talked about in the past was, for example, Modum in Switzerland, that was very focused on the pharmaceuticals market, but then there are other blockchain technology companies as well. Now, here it would actually show that UPS is going their own direction by filing the patent, that they will develop the technology themselves, integrate it into their own databases and their own technologies and their own service, and will actually offer it to the user. Now, I believe it's not as black and white as we think. So it's very possible that they will start out with their own technology, will realize that, hey, we are not as knowledgeable in this area as we'd like to think. And they are starting to buy into other cryptocurrency projects. That's one of my investment theses that I believe could very well be true. Another one is, for example, if UPS is able to build out the technology themselves, no problem, they can continue working with this, but that would make a lot of these logistics crypto projects obsolete, because if the big ones are already relying on their own technology, why would you need a cryptocurrency project for? Or actually, it would make it for the cryptocurrency project much, much more difficult to get a foot into the industry. So keep this in mind when investing into different logistics cryptocurrency projects for the future. Now, another very interesting story, if you will, here, Bitcoin-friendly Square Cash is now more popular than Venmo. So there was data from these app download tracking services such as Sensor Tower, and they have said that the total amount of downloads has now from Square Cash has now exceeded Venmo. So it's a total amount is 33.5 million, whereas Venmo's is 32.9. Now, given this is a very close, it's a very close number, so they're still close in terms of Venmo could easily, with a marketing plan, probably circumvent Square Cash. But nonetheless, what is interesting here is Square Cash is generally quite Bitcoin friendly. Its CEO, Jack, who is also the CEO of Twitter, was generally very outspoken about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies and saying, hey, we use Cash App. And we integrated Bitcoin into Cash App so that it becomes more of a daily kind of payment method. Now, these are numbers or general trends that you have to keep in mind, because slowly but surely, as more popular Cash App or Square's Cash App gets, the more chances and kind of occurrences of potential Bitcoin users do you have. Now, that doesn't mean that it will change from today to tomorrow, but let's say if this number will triple in the coming 6 months, 9 months, 10 months, then this could be a serious number that we'd have to consider. Because if I, let's say I go to a restaurant, you pay for my food, I pay you back using Bitcoin, then whether you want it or not, the Bitcoin numbers and volume will go up when you have a number, let's say like 100 million or 200 million users at the same time. Now, obviously, Square Cash's biggest goal will be to increase the user base. And with that, the potential of Bitcoin users will increase as well. So that's something that we should keep in mind when going forward. Now, last story of this day, 90% of employees at major cryptocurrency exchange Binance receive their salary in BNB. Now, Binance has created, together with Liechtenstein, the Liechtenstein Crypto Assets Exchange, the LCX, which is quite an interesting project from Liechtenstein. So as you know, Binance is currently making international moves with Uganda, with Malta, and now with Liechtenstein. And what is interesting here is that during one of those events where the Liechtenstein crypto exchange has been kind of opened, the Binance co-founder and CEO, Zhangpeng Zhao, has actually told Michael Arrington, who has been the founder of TechCrunch, has said that 90% of the exchange's employees are receiving their salaries in Binance coin, in BNB. So 90% of, I'm not entirely sure how many people they have. I would guess more than 100 and less than 1,000, but I'm not sure. But still, it's whether it's 5 or 5,000, 90% is a big number. So you have to, or these people are believing in this coin so much that they are receiving kind of their salaries in the actual cryptocurrency coin. Are you that convinced for a cryptocurrency project now that the hype has died down? That's kind of the approach you have to think. And still, I believe Binance is one of the most interesting companies in this space. So should you buy Binance coin? Is that maybe also kind of a revealing factor? Do these people that work at Binance know more than us, that they believe so much in this kind of cryptocurrency that they receive their salaries in Binance coin? That's one thesis that we should think about. You could say these people are short-sighted, they don't know, they will probably, this money will go to zero. But just keep in mind, as far as I know, one of Coinbase's first employees also received the majority of his salary, and that was 4 years ago or 3 years ago, majority of his salary in Bitcoin, and he's now a multimillionaire. So this is kind of the aspect or the approach you have to think as well. Maybe Binance coin will get more valuable. What would a 10x value in the next, let's say, 5 to 10 years do to your general net worth if you received like a majority of your salary in Binance coin? Imagine that. Like, it would just put your, let's say, savings or cash money 10x, 100x. That's just a possibility that could go. Now, Binance token, we have made a quick analysis on that, and we'll probably do a bigger analysis pretty soon. Now, with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast. I'll see you on the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.